Welcome to Inspiration Radio, Growth Principles for Humanity and Progress. Join us when we share information, wisdom, and ideas how to create an extraordinary future for us all. The future is open. We together decide what will be in it. 20 years ago, I was in a kind of height of success, earning a lot of money, using private planes and traveling around the world. But with all the outside success, I was not totally happy inside. It happened to be in Australia. I was there and a business partner connected me to one person, and we spent a day on Hamilton Island, and he was working with me on the process, what we called finding your purpose. And he was at that time, I started at least to be the on-purpose consultant. He was in the university, academics professor before, and changed his life. And with this process, this day, he changed tremendously my life. Out of success outside and inside kind of depression, he gave me the meaning of my life, or made me aware. He didn't give it me, we discovered. From there on, I also created then first in Europe, the purpose finding process. And it was everything different in my life. My purpose, creating awareness. His purpose, we will hear it in the session, is igniting enthusiasm. And he wrote a book, Broken to Whole. Sounds very strange, but you will understand when you listen to him. 20 years later, now we connect the first time here in Zoom. Recently, 3 years ago, he was diagnosed with 4-stage cancer and really also another possibility to stay in love. And the doctor said 3 months. Now, 3 years later, we're doing the interview. It is possible if you live your true alignment and change a lot of things in the world. And live your true meaning, your really life purpose. So for me, it was very touching. And I like that you listen to Edward Gifford, a man with tremendous experience in this purpose work, and really wise because he lived it. He not just mentally, intellectually learned it. He went through, and he's really an inspiration. I hope he ignites enthusiasm to live a life of purpose for yourself. Oh, Edward, it's so great talking with you. We're just thinking what was the last time we met. I guess it's around 20 years ago. And
wow.
You changed my life, or the day with you, the insights on purpose changed a lot of my life. And I have it more focused on purpose. But 20 years gone, and I know you dive deeper into it. You wrote a book with an interesting title, Broke. I'm happy that we can talk and that you please share a little bit more of the insights and the more depths you experienced in the last 20 years.
I can't believe it's nearly that long ago since we spent those. Well, it's a real thrill for me to see you again after such a long time, and getting your message out of the blue from some 20 years ago was a thrill, because I have to tell you, I had been thinking about you, and I'm thinking, well, I've got this diagnosis back in 2021 to say you've got 3 months to live, but you could try a bit of chemo. And here I am nearly 3 years later being able to converse with you. And I suppose my deep desire throughout all of that time is, how can I use a little bit of time, or whatever time that God has given me, to serve my fellow humankind? And I just know that I can't change the world, even though sometimes we think we would like to, but we can just change ourselves and we can change those next to us and in our
Yes, but that
immediate
can
community.
have a ripple effect. Yeah.
Yes, the ripple effect, and whoever is placed in front of us to serve, then
Yeah.
open if they are.
You started with different business or professions before you came to these on purpose. What was the key to change it to the purpose?
Interestingly, in 1994, there was two books, one in 1991, which was Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly
Yeah.
Effective People. I was an academic in a university, and the only books I read was research journals and things to publish.
Yeah.
And then I got into, I did get into multi-level marketing. And the best thing I got out of all of that was the monthly books that came along. And one was the Stephen Covey book. And then in 1994, along came this book, The On Purpose Person, Making Your Life Make Sense. And it's by Kevin W. McCarthy from the States. And sometimes, you think a book that has been written just for you because you are ready to receive the message at that time. And so I thought what I was doing in life was really what I was supposed to do. And I'm sure it was in terms of my job, but I was not on purpose. I was off purpose because I would say yes to everything because I believed that the more I did, the more accomplishments that I achieved, the greater worthiness was me and the more people would respect me. But how wrong I was because that was an ego-driven life and not a non-purpose life.
And fear-based somehow, huh?
Beg
Because
pardon?
fear-based, you need the recognition.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose you're cutting to the chase because, when we're off purpose, our life doesn't seem to have any meaning. We are chasing our tails. We lack energy. We lose our mojo. We get anxious. We even end up in depression. As I say to people, it's okay to be off purpose for a little while if we are so singularly focused on a particular project, but to stay in the space is to actually to almost die in some ways because and I keep coming back to a little mantra, which is die to self and be alive to the Christ mind. I don't mean that in a religious way, but I mean our true self. And in my book, I talk about the false self and the true self. And I was deeply committed to my life, which was fear-based because I was hanging on to this separate self called Edward, this body-based self, which I thought was reality.
I really can relate to it. First of all, with my facade in Hamburg, as with the law office and everything, what I thought I need to do to impress others. We need to have the right address and everything. But when we met, I had it already behind me and was also successful in a network marketing company, free to travel, having a lifestyle I couldn't imagine as a young boy. But like I see it with a lot of money, successful people, not really happy.
I do have to thank Kevin McCarthy for the simplicity of his definition. And he very, very clearly, and I clearly differentiate between purpose, mission, vision, and values. And purpose is our reason for being. It's why we are on planet Earth. Vision is how we see ourselves in the future and what the picture we have in our mind. Mission is our hands and our feet, what we're doing to bring about our vision, which is anchored in our purpose. And the values, of course, are what we choose to live by day. But let me just bring those together with a demonstration of our body. So purpose is to do with our heart. And it's being, and being can't be out there. Being is here inside of us all. Whereas vision is also in our mind's eye, but then we see it out into the future. So that is about seeing. Purpose is about being, and vision's about seeing. Mission is our hands and our feet. It's what we're going to do, either tomorrow or in the near future to bring about that vision that we have, which is still anchored in this lovely umbrella called our purpose. And of course, the values are our stomach and our throat. And I don't know about you, but if you violate your values, I get this awful churn in my stomach, and some people's throat starts to constrict and they cough. And so the thing is about part of being on purpose is an alignment between our
Yes,
purpose and our
the
vision and our missions and our values. So one's about being, vision about seeing, mission's about doing, and values about choosing. Here's the big thing. It might be a big call, but we only ever have one purpose. And I believe we're born with it, but a lot of us are not aware of it. And so my role in life is to be able to help people make the unconscious conscious.
Serve the world by creating awareness, and finally, I named my consulting company also Awareness Lab with the purpose. You say also we here in Germany also we have this problem with the purpose word, or a lot in America also. I learned purpose is take 3 days, sit down, think about something, write it down, and then it's you have a purpose in life. But for me, that's more a vision idea.
Yes.
And not really, and what you said would never change the purpose in this way. We call it today is the true essence. Vision is not only what you see, the vision is if you really live your purpose.
And what I've encouraged through the work of McCarthy was to get two words. And the first word is an ING word, because purpose is being, and becoming. It's eternal. And the second word, the strongest word, is the object. And your ING word, or gerund, as they call it in English, was creating. What a powerful word is that. And then creating awareness. Now, take the word like potential, creating potential. Some have maximizing potential. Mine is igniting enthusiasm. I must say, I had a real trouble over 3 months trying to come up. I remember them, and you can write them, on a postcard, and you don't have to remember a great three paragraphs or something, and you can remember that. And sometimes we forget. There are clients of mine over the time. I come back 6 months later and say, "Tell me about your purpose." And they say, "Edward, I've forgotten what those words were." That's an interesting point, because you see, it was something out there. Even at the time, they got very excited and very enthusiastic. They say, "Yes, that's me." But then, when everything's going along nicely in life and there's nothing that's going wrong, we think, "Oh, we can sail along ourselves." And all of a sudden, bang, we hit a Mack truck, those people who forget these magical two words are not ready to go on a spiritual journey, because those two words happen to name your spiritual DNA.
In my case, creating and awareness. And we came also to this by whatever kind of going deeper and deeper, checking my life or whatever, what is it, to find it. I call also purpose finding and not purpose definition, because the essence is there. I did a lot of other profiles, and always in the end comes out, I'm a creator. I just only can do whatever it is if I'm allowed to work with creating awareness. For me, it's not just the name, it's destiny, determination, and
When we understand the depth of purpose, and my journey, has been possibly slower than yours might have been, but as I understand it more deeply, our life, when we think of it, we have been conditioned since about the age three to identify with this body-based self. And this body-based mind is reality, as who we are. And through no fault of our own, But we didn't choose our parents, and we didn't choose our gender, and we didn't choose the social environment which we raised, and we didn't choose a lot of our education. So all of that powerfully affects our values and our belief systems and our conditioning. It's no wonder that we think that this separate body-based self, which there must be something like 9 billion in the world of all these little separated selves, if in a sense the ego will do anything in its power to protect itself. And that's why we have this almost perceived duality of fear and love. And fear is to do with separateness and the preservation of the egoic self. And love, in the broadest concept, is to do with our oneness and our true essence, or our core, or we were created by love for love. It's something that you just be love, and that purpose is the unique way in which you contribute love in the world. So it's comes from a place of godness and goodness. I have a line there. Below the line is fear, and above the line is love. And our purpose can only come from a place of love.
There is no fear because you're safe. But if you go out from your true home, then fear can come, because normally at home you don't have fear.
It's sometimes a little tricky to take people from a fear-based life to love, and what that means. And I don't always use those words, but most people are understanding their thinking mind, their body-based mind, and that's the mind that we have 60 odd thousand thoughts a day, most of them negative. And where does depression and anxiety and envy and jealousy and all those things coming from? It's coming from our thinking mind. The analogy we use is that the observing mind, the mind of our essence, our God, our Christos mind, is like the blue sky. And where does the blue sky begin and end? We cannot. It has no beginning and it has no ending. And it's the one mind in which we all share. It's not a separate mind, whereas the thinking mind is our separate body-based mind. So I always help people to say, just observe and watch those thoughts, because when you observe and watch them, something magical happens. But if you don't observe and watch and notice them, but you attach to them, that's all the source of your great unhappiness and your suffering. Because if you're thinking negative thoughts and you attach to them, guess what? You spiral down into negativity and you become them.
Yeah, when we come on planet Earth, most parents don't know it really, and we were trained in going in the trap, because you say it's a separation. My parents told me I am a bad boy, or this and this. So I am-ness for me, not just, oh, this is your behavior I don't like. We always will love you, but your behavior I don't like. Them didn't make this difference for me. And they were saying, what the neighbor think of you. That my idea somehow was, I need to be different, so from away from my true self, to be in the group. So coming away from my true self, I was trained, is not the loneliness, the separation. There is the oneness outside of me. And then we get these, you call it attachment. I even say, I created a persona, and I identified with them, with this persona. My ego needs to die, or I need to,
Yes.
this identification needs to die. Is it more exactly the identification I need to give up, what feels like dying? Because I had this as a survival strategy, in my childhood.
It's the egoic self. It's our that needs to die, because regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what we're doing, regardless of what's happened to us in life, regardless of anything, we can still be our true essence, and that reflects in whatever we do at any moment. And it's that going back to the alignment again. And when I was talking about the blue sky, the observing mind, noticing the thinking mind, what I was about to say was the thinking mind is like the wind and the clouds and the rain and the weather, and they come and they go and they come and they go. And our thinking mind is doing what a thinking mind is designed to do, and that's have thoughts.
Just let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink, perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active, available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I just want to, there's a problem is on the, I think in the Western world that the mind is what we say that is a biggest advantage we have us as humans and everything, and we make the mind the boss. But it can, this little computer, even if it's an amazing computer, but can only, what some people say, 40 impulses or whatever per second.
Yes.
And if we get rid, or let's say pass by the mind, and our true self and millions of impressions, and this is such a heart or whatever, is such a bigger computer. We just need to understand, maybe first of all, the brain is forgetting where we really are, that we can start to survive here on this level, to make this experience we want to make, to live this purpose we want to make. And it should be the servant. The heart should be the boss and tell the mind what to do.
Look, for some people, this whole paradigm shift from fear to love can be just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for most people I know, including myself, it's a journey. And every day in my quietness and my meditation and prayer, I just give voice to my true self. And many times during the day, and I just watch and observe and notice what's going on with my thinking mind. But, you know, if you keep coming back to your true essence, suddenly you find, without even trying anymore, there's this paradigm shift, and you can't plan it and you can't force it. You just give voice to that, to your essence.
Ignition for me, if I translate it, is helping someone to start with it.
Igniting, igniting.
Igniting, yeah. But so for someone, okay, I help them to start going the direction. Oh, the rocket is now we can lift up. So what does it really mean for you, this igniting?
I have to say that a lot of people, once they find these words of their purpose, can see a golden thread that right once they have it, then I ask, now that you notice it and have it, have you seen a golden thread that's sort of linked your whole life together? And they go back and say, yes, yes. And now for me, I had to think, well, I went to my workplace. I had to, that's what helped me get started with these words. And I was teaching in university, and every semester the students give feedback about this lecturer, and 99%, nearly over a long period of time, the students would say, what are the strengths of this lecturer? And they say, his enthusiasm and his passion. I understand. And everyone else says, there's something, an essence within you that shines through.
Though igniting enthusiasm, in the word enthusiasm, it comes also back to the Greek roots with theos in it, which means God. Or
it is God.
Yeah, so the connection. And if we go in this non-duality, where we don't have this body, the material level, where you said it's so hard sometimes to express something, because if you have an idea or thought in the non-duality and try to express this, you need to use a word on the duality level, and there's a lot of interpretation possible, at least always more than one. That make it difficult maybe in the communication. So, but coming back to your purpose, we now understand more giving the spark to ignite enthusiasm. So what is enthusiasm for you? What do you mean this when the student says the enthusiasm or the passion? What is in your purpose enthusiasm?
Talking today and when we met many years ago, what did you notice about Edward? Did you notice an enthusiasm?
Sometimes we say that's very tricky, answering a question with another question. So,
I'm working back to it.
I can't remember that I was thinking a lot about your purpose, because with this process, I was busy with myself, focusing myself.
Of course.
For sure, I had also kind of resistance for the guidance, and you gave me tasks, and I need to do it, or whatever. But this was also the desire to go there. And what comes up now is more the word trust and safety in the process.
I will answer your question. Honestly, I've never sat down to say, what does enthusiasm mean? Because it's been something unconscious and it just comes forth. So passion, encouragement, enthusiasm, I just want to be light and love. So just to be that and to be enthusiastic, because goodness me, we're in such a world which is chaotic and insane. And people say, well, what do we do in this chaotic and an insane world? And I just said, just be love and be your own purpose for yourself, and then make a difference to those who are around you who are ready for you. Our circle of influence starts with ourselves. Because
that's the only way to stop the bombs. The more people in love, the less bombs have. Yeah.
Even Jung said many years, what an illusion to think you can change the world without first having changed yourself.
Yes.
And that's where it all starts. And it would be easy to catastrophize and say, oh, this world is terrible and it's an absolute shambles and all the suffering that's going on and these poor people. And we actually get sucked up into this fear-based paradigm. And that's when we have to stop and give voice to our essence and say, who am I really? By nature, I am love. And that means I love my, to give love to yourself first and then to those around you and just be your purpose.
And just we come back to the wording, what irritates or leads in the wrong direction. It's not about changing the world because the planet is okay. It's about that the people change.
Absolutely.
But as long we say the world should change, we are not really aware that we should change. And I want to have more awareness because I started here our talk with, oh, what deeper insights you got over 20 years. So when we met 20 years ago, and what is it what you said? I got a deeper understanding. You work with, let's say, just private people, business people. So what changed in your insight over the 20 years? Or not changed is not the right word, developed or whatever, more
It's the
deeper understanding.
transformation. It's the transformation from fear to love. It's one of the metaphors about staying on purpose. If I remember, we used to encourage people to have a metaphor that would keep you on track, that keep you on purpose. And we talk about the lighthouse or the anchor and things like that. But they are out there, and the lighthouse has to be in here, not out there. And the anchor has to be in here, not at the bottom of the ocean. And I suppose my own spiritual journey is the shift from fear to love journey we ever have to make. And I talk about we have the big choice in life, one choice we're on this planet for, and I think that is our greater purpose. And our greater purpose of being on planet Earth is to make the choice of a fear-based life, ego-driven life, a separate self to oneness, to a life of love in the biggest sense of the word. And that might sound so simple, but I've taken a lifetime to create this ego, no one else has done it. I've done it. And to let go of that, I'm in a place now, and it might be heightened by my present medical condition, I'm not sure, but why wouldn't you want to be where peace and joy is?
I grew up in a family, especially with my dad. When I had too much joy, he couldn't stand it. So he always were making stress when I had too much joy. So I really took me years to realize that I'm avoiding the place of love, and because I go, oh, then I get stressed again. And I can, in my case, transformation can be really painful. Like if you created a pattern, what is a survival strategy? And to give up the survival strategy brings you emotionally to the point of dying. And we want to avoid that. So we keep holding. I just recently I changed something here in the office, and there was a box, there was things 3, 4, 5 years. I never looked into it. But thinking, can I throw it away? No, I can't throw it away. Maybe one day are you. For the last 5 years, you didn't use it. No, I need to hold on to it. And so says, oh God, if this is already difficult, how difficult is it to get rid of the ego I invested 50 years? Huh? Just let's have a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Your development over the 20 years, and sure, I guess with every person, everybody is different. You get more in depth. So what made the real difference, and especially also, I guess, in the when you got the diagnosis of cancer?
Well, it was continuous development. And I have to say that over the last 30 years, I've had a very good friend, Dr. Phil Harker, who's a psychologist, and he's been my spiritual mentor for over 30 years. I have to give thanks and credit to him because he's on the phone. I used to live in Brisbane, as you know, and he's moved down to Tasmania, and I'm moved across to Western Australia, but he's always on the phone, and I'm on the phone, and he just leaves me his little gems, and I'm going through stuff in my head, which you can imagine, and then he makes outrageous statements like nothing ever goes wrong. If I said that out aloud to too many people, they say, "What do you mean nothing goes wrong? Goes wrong." And of course, everything does go wrong with the egoic personal motivated self. I mean, it's chaos. It's everything goes wrong, but in the place of peace and love and our true essence, nothing can ever go wrong there. It's a place that's safe. And it took me a little while to understand when he said nothing
to go wrong or right. So you need to just have a perception of something, what is right and wrong.
You have been asking me about the depth and what purpose means. And it's actually, it's our core. You know, I think when I first came across it, it was sort of something that you intentionally did. And sometimes I think it got mixed up with mission and purpose and doing somehow gets confused. But when you talk about being is actually now. Now is the eternal now, because that's now. We talk about the past and we talk about the present, but there is no past and there is no present. There is only this moment. The eternal now is where our purpose resides, and to stay in connection with that in the moment now is being on purpose. And it's not doing all the extraneous outside things of keeping us on track. It's just being our true essence, regardless of our age, our wellness, our circumstances, our condition, the condition of the world, regardless of anything. We are not defined by our circumstances. We're not defined by anything other. Being on purpose is living our essence, or being our essence, or giving voice to our essence, or listening to our essence now.
If you just imagine my soul could jump from one planet to the other, or let's say today I decide to live on Earth and tomorrow I go there, or in the afternoon I will be on Jupiter or whatever different planets, I don't know. The moment I feel I could jump from different to different planets, I don't take what's happening here too serious. What changed when you got the diagnosis of cancer for you?
My wife and I hugged each other. We were in a little cold icicle hospital room waiting for the Perth specialist to give us a call, to give us the results of tests and biopsies and scans. And we were waiting and seeing a little circle on the computer going round and round and round. And we were waiting for over an hour. And then this lady came on, a doctor I had never seen in my life before. And she said, "We have the results. You have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. It's incurable." And I said, "How long do I have?" She said, "Maybe 3 months." And then when we she left, my wife and I hugged each other, and we, this is a long answer to your question, and we cried and contacted our children, our two children who are adults, one's about to be 50 and one's 52. My son, he cried and cried and cried over the phone as an adult, and he said, "Sorry," later. I said, "Don't be sorry." So what changed? I felt an immediate calmness and immediate peace, and I said to Angela, "Don't worry." I said, "It's all going to be absolutely okay." I'm at peace, and I had experienced complete and utter peace until I started to get really better. Can you believe it? This is September 21 I'm talking about, and July, August 22, my CA199, which is the cancer, pancreatic cancer count, was 24,000 when they told me that day, and it had come down to 23, which was in the normal range, and my oncologist couldn't believe it. No one could believe it. And I'm thinking, oh, this is quite nice being alive. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm enjoying this. And I noticed that my ego started to
kick in,
rise itself.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I then got fearful. Everything was going okay. I think what was happening is the egoic self started to rise its head, and I started to be fearful it wouldn't stay like that, that it would come back. And sure enough, it did. And since that time, it's been an ongoing lot of chemo treatments, and I've now had 41, and I'm now going into 42 three-day treatments, which is a lot of chemicals for the body. But I have to say that that period lasted nearly 6 months, but I'm at complete peace again.
If you really go on different frequency levels, you can change your past.
I wanted to just say a couple of things in relation to a previous question, which has just come to my mind. And I talked about having a spiritual mentor for quite some time, and that has played a huge big part in my journey and my transformative journey and my paradigm shift. And recently, there's two things that really I've engaged with in a daily basis, and that's ACIM, A Course in Miracles. I'm not sure if you know about that, and I listen to the work, the little workbook things every day, one a day. And, of course, alongside that is Eckhart Tolle. Tolle, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, Tolle or Tolle?
Tolle. We say in German, we say Tolle, but no, Eckhart Tolle.
So I've been enjoying his little video clips and his books and so on, because he's talking about everything that you and I have been talking about today. And to hear the same concepts and paradigms spoken by different people is always enhancing your own understanding and growth. Well, I was just listening the other day, there's in the somewhere in the New Testament, Jesus talks about, I am the light of the world. But then in another paragraph, he says, you are the light of the world. And so we are called to be light and to be loved wherever we are.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the chapter two in my book, there's a question, who am I and what choice do I have? And it was my mentor who put that to me in a coffee shop one day. And that story is there for anyone who wants to read it. But that was a beginning, not the beginning, but the development of a journey, because understanding who am I, you know, is what we've been talking about together today.
Yeah.
And what choice do we have? Well, only one choice, fear to love. That's the paradigm.
Yeah.
We make decisions, many of them, all day long, every moment of the day we make decisions, but either through a core motive of fear or a core motive of love. And that's the big choice of life. And I think what we are doing is inviting others to answer that same two questions: who am I and what choice do I have? And those two questions were transformative for me.
Yeah. Edward, that is a great closing, these two questions. Thank you very much for your time and your insights. I personally can say thank you for what you helped me 20 years ago, what really influenced my life, and that listeners or viewers here, we will put your website out and link to your book. So I really can recommend, if you're in the English-speaking world, if you like, make contact with Edward. He can really help you to live a more purposeful life.
Thank you for being part of our journey towards a better planet we. For more information about Winspiration and ways to connect, visit us on the UK Health Radio platform under the presenter section of Wolfgang Sonnenburg and explore Wolfgang's YouTube channel. Be Winspired.